One of the things I discovered when I was researching my book, 101 Ways to Help Birds, is that a dangerous fungus, Aspergillus flavus, attacks peanuts and corn. This mold produces aflatoxins, which are extremely dangerous for humans and other animals. Aflatoxins are in the news right now, as I learned when I was doing my obligatory reading on August 25th, which always includes Walt Hickey's Numlock News. He wrote, quote, "The peanut is a very important agricultural product of Senegal, grown on 40% of the country's farmland and a staple ingredient of nearly every dish in the national cuisine. The crop is beset by a devastating fungus, however, that has had disastrous health impacts. The fungus produces aflatoxin, which is a carcinogen that causes liver cancer and is responsible for 4,000 cases of liver cancer annually, according to the African Union. There's a possible solution, though. Closely related fungi in the same family have been discovered to outcompete the poison-producing fungus, and this year the government will test the product, AflaSafe, on 50,000 acres of the 2 million acres of peanut farms." End quote. Senegal's human health crisis right now may justify limited testing, but as we've learned in so many cases, introducing a plant or animal or maybe a fungus to solve one problem almost always causes entirely new problems. So it'll be some time before we learn whether AflaSafe lives up to its name. Here in the United States, domestic and imported peanuts and corn are often contaminated with aflatoxins, so products containing either are regulated and must pass inspections to be sold for consumption by humans, livestock, or pets. But there are no regulations prohibiting contaminated peanuts or corn to be sold for wildlife feeding, so I never buy them from wildlife or bird feeding stores unless there's some way of making certain they were inspected and approved as safe for pets and livestock. To keep my backyard crows and blue jays safe, I always buy peanuts only at the grocery store. Unless your birds go through peanuts very quickly, small feeders that are freshened frequently are better than large ones. I use caution when offering bird feeding mixtures that contain peanut hearts and never allow peanuts to get damp, bringing them in during rainy spells. Peanut butter is nutritious and has a high energy content, so it is often a component of bluebird food mixtures, and people often smear it into the crevices of tree bark or stuffed into the holes of hanging log feeders for birds to take it as it is. Hanging old pine cones stuffed with peanut butter on tree branches is a delightful project for small children, and chickadees usually discover the tasty treat quickly. Peanut butter is virtually always sold for human consumption, so is safe from aflatoxins. But peanut butter sweetened with xylitol is extremely dangerous for dogs. It should be clearly labeled with a strong warning about how lethal it is, because a great many dog owners offer peanut butter as a special treat. But in this anti-regulation oligarchy we find ourselves in, I'm not holding my breath. To my knowledge, xylitol has never been tested on birds. To be on the safe side, we never buy brands that use it. I also never offer birds natural peanut butter because the oils separate easily, gunking up bird feathers. Many people worry that because of its sticky texture, any kind of peanut butter could gum up bird mouths. I've never seen that, but mixing peanut butter with a generous amount of cornmeal makes it grittier. In summer, peanut butter may get too goopy to use even with cornmeal, but during northern Minnesota winters, I offer unadulterated peanut butter. When frozen, birds have no trouble whatever with it. They don't seem to have a preference between chunky and creamy. I hardly ever offer cracked corn in my yard, but when I do, I purchase it at a local specialty store, Dan's Feed Bin. Food sold for poultry and livestock is inspected for aflatoxins. Never buy corn sold in non-breathable plastic bags because condensation fosters fungal growth. And never, ever offer corn that is coated with a red dye, which means it has been treated with fungicides and is intended for planting. It's highly toxic to humans, other mammals, and all birds. Sandhill cranes have become beloved backyard birds in Florida, where many people set out buckets of corn for them. The Florida heat, humidity, and frequent rains can make this practice very dangerous if that corn gets the least bit moldy. Many of the birds who liked cracked corn are ground feeders, but spreading corn on the ground may increase the likelihood of contamination with fungus. Spread only a small amount at a time and be very conscientious about keeping the feeding area raked. My in-laws used to spread cracked corn to attract ruffed grouse and deer, but decided to stop because it attracted so many squirrels and blue jays. My father-in-law was president of the Port Wing Blue Jay Haters. That is not a true fact, but he delighted in my saying it on the radio. There are some exceptions, but overall, feeding birds doesn't provide nearly as many benefits for birds as it does for the people who enjoy them. But no matter how fun and rewarding bird feeding can be, it's wrong to give them anything that could harm them. If we do offer peanuts and corn, the least we can do is fully understand the potential for danger and make absolutely certain that what we set out is safe. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.